I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recent stories of eating leaves to stay alive in Yemen have now begun to surface, along with warnings about famine. MNN's Katie Harth tells us more.
For the United Nations to use the word famine, it means 12 million people face starvation. Yet it's also one of the most underreported humanitarian emergencies. We caught up with an aid worker participating in the Yemen response. With security concerns at an all-time high, we couldn't use his voice or identify him. So I'll be sharing with you some key points he made. 1. Poverty has made a really bad situation even worse. People were poor before the current conflict, and there was nothing left to fall back on when the fighting started. 2. The situation was overshadowed by the Syrian civil war. Attention and funds were then diverted to the war on terror in Iraq and Syria. 3. Although international organizations have some presence in the country, national NGOs are playing a key role in the response. 4. As Christians, we can come alongside these groups. They'll need funding, sure, but they also need other people to tell their story and to pray. Some links to an app specifically geared for this can be found at our website. For Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
And Cuban Christians are getting a hand up instead of a handout through Farms International's microloan program. Farms' Scott Clifton says that as businesses succeed,
they give back to their churches, which enables their churches to expand in ministry as they desire to do.
Tomorrow, we'll hear how it's fueling church growth in Cuba. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.